A powerful car bomb explosion has rocked the southern part of the Lebanese capital city, killing several people and injuring dozens more. Lebanon's health minister said the attack only targeted ordinary citizens and not any officials.
This is the fifth blast that has rocked the Lebanese capital, Beirut, in just the past months, adding fear and concern over the safety and stability of the nation.
This bombing attacked innocent people who had no crime. These people were completely innocent. I was right across the street when the explosion happened.
The injured were immediately rushed to the hospital, some in critical condition.
Even if they continue to kill us, we will stay strong. All injured at this hospital are our families. Even if they put bomb blasts every day, we will continue to give our souls to Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah and the resistance.
The director general of Bahman Hospital, where injured are currently being treated, had this to say.
I give my condolences to the family of the dead and pray for a fast recovery for those injured. We know of two females and a male who have passed away. The explosion happened in a busy street. Therefore, many injured happen to be bystanders. The injured at the hospital are being treated properly, and the hospital has all resources to treat those who need it.
Lebanon's caretaker Premier Najib Mikati has reacted to the blast, saying it shows terrorism does not extinguish between the Lebanese. This explosion comes less than a week after another Beirut bombing, which killed ex-finance minister Mohammed Shattah. Beirut has been repeatedly hit by similar terrorist attacks in recent months, which have left large number of casualties. One of them had targeted Iran's embassy. Previous bombings have been claimed by Salafist groups. Such attacks are said to be related to the conflict in neighboring Syria. Lamis Karut, Press TV, Beirut.